before we really get too deep into this church planting class, it's good to scope out the type of church you're going to plant. In a lot of ways, that starts now in your imagination. It's core in your foundational thinking to basically start asking yourself, who am I called to reach? So who are you called to reach? Now, first of all, know that in every place, there are geographic villages and there are people group villages. And it's very important to make this distinction. I remember when I planted my first church, occasionally we'd get a biker that would be taking his Harley right into our church parking lot. And I noticed that very few of these biker types stayed. And I noticed there was a church planter in the area who had lots of bikers. And in fact, he himself owned a Harley Davidson motorcycle. And it seemed like they connected there. And at first, I was a little bit offended by that. And then through mentorship and also talking with that church planter, I realized that that particular people group village of bikers, they really understand that biker leader. And together, they reach people in a village of influence. And that's how life is. There are villages, and then there are churches that are within your village of influence. So start, as you think about scoping out your church plant, start thinking, what would your village be like? Now, some people say, well, I'm just going to reach the village as is. And many villages are basically the same people group village as well. And you'll find that they can be large numbers, like suburban areas and so forth can be very large people groups. Just start being aware of it. Dennis Crumby says, given that prayer is the first thing in leading you to plant, just about any city and any state is ripe for the harvest. However, you may not be the right farmer for that particular field. So he says, you know, really know thyself. Know who you are and know who you are called to influence. And we'll be talking more about that in this class. Next, really come from the perspective of we understand each other. For us and many successful church planters, in it is the city or close to the city where we grew up. Once you think about the place and the way you grew up, the people with which you have influence, the culture to which you are already accustomed, for God to train you and send you back there makes perfect sense. Now, what he's basically is saying, he's restating the idea is, you're probably closest to the people group of who you were raised to be. Many times throughout the worlds I've traveled, I've seen missionaries come into an area, and it's very, very different. And if they do not pass off indigenous leadership, it's like they move to a place that they're not, and you'll see that their church is, relatively speaking, very small and funded by outside sources in America, but they're not indigenous. If that same missionary church planter would go back to his village in America, he would find a lot more success because he understands those in his life. Now, I'm not against the mission movement. God has mightily used the mission movement. But more and more and more, missions is becoming more and more indigenous as the word of God is spread all over the world. And this principle is very, very important. You know, as we think about this topic, what I'm encouraging you to do is to visit new churches. Now is the perfect time, while you're learning about church planting, to visit as many church plants as you as able. That's what Crumby says. Although it is always good to visit established churches whenever possible, remember that new churches and established ones are completely different. Take plenty of notes, ask questions, make appointments with lead pastors, and do as much due diligence as possible to gain reliable insights and knowledge during this period. Remember the old adage that says, there ain't no such thing as a dumb question. It's true. If you think it, go ahead and ask it. You'll be thankful you did. In other words, in this church planting class, if you're thinking about planting a church, talk to your mentor. Find a mentoring church planter in your area. Even if you're not planning on planting a church, now would be a good time to talk about the topic, just to get informed about church plants. Visit some other churches in your area. Your local vision will start forming. What you will actually be doing, whether you realize it or not, will be shaping the vision, the philosophy, the core values, the mission, solidifying the governmental structure that will be in your new church. Yes, visiting other churches is just that important. You can go to many of the church plant seminars and roundtables if you like, and they are all over the place. But I promise you this, you will gain tons more information by going and watching on a normal Sunday when the rubber is meeting the road. So, as you're in this process, before you're even thinking about your church plant, visit other church plants. Talk with pastors and mentors who love church planting. Here's another very important thing to remember right now before you even embark on church planting. You're going to work. It's going to be hard work. And the question is, are you called to sacrifice? When asked about ministry, a great pastor and friend of mine always responds, "How do you spell ministry?" And he says, W-R-O-K, work. There's no other statement that could be any truer when it comes to planting a church. I tell you, many leaders have been deceived and not fully prepared by what ministry will be and look like during the first few years of the new church. I know for myself as a church planter that it's about work. Now, when I say this, I do not mean workaholism. I do not mean that you put your family on the shelf. Remember, they're the first and most important church. But remember, it's going to be about work. You know, a friend of mine who owns a good-sized company was telling me about the type of people that work out at their company and the ones that don't. And what he was telling me is the people who work out are the people with fast pace, who when they work hard, they get things done, they're not plodding around. As a church planter, that's your attitude. Are you called to sacrifice? And there's like a rebellion inside of all of us that doesn't give ourselves totally to getting something done. You know what it is. You're at home. You know you should do the chores. You just don't feel like it. Or you're working and you know what you should be doing. You should be meeting that person. You know, go to the gas station, meet a person. But you won't because there's that rebellion. But work, work, work is one of the things that really bring out great church planters. And to come in to love your work. Here's another thing that you want to consider right now. It may not be the people you think. I know that many leaving Bible schools with high hopes of attracting the top leaders of their community on the first day of a church plant, but unless they are relatives or close friends, it's probably going to be that other group of people. In other words, don't think you have it figured out. There will be so many miracles along the way, people you have never met before. And at first, it could be frustrating, but it may not be the people you think. So, it's about asking God to help you reach those who need God. Dennis Crumby says, "I asked for the disgruntled, the bruised, the offended, and guess what? I got exactly what I asked for." We literally have to dedicate two Wednesday night services to teach people how not be awkward. You want to know something else? God showed us that if we would open our church to the people that no other church wanted, He would fill them with people that every church really wanted. It just sounds like God, doesn't it? You see, that's how it is. As we're reaching people, God brings who we really want. Now, I will tell you that among churches that plant to the rich people, there are bruised, disgruntled, and offended. The poor people, there are bruised, disgruntled, and offended. In every social class, there are disgruntled, bruised, offended. And right now is the time to ask God, "God, we want to be your ambassadors and reach who you want us to reach. I said that very slowly, but it comes down to that, starting to pray now about who God is calling you to reach and pray that God will bring them in. Here's another thing. Before you get into church planting, will you do anything that needs to be done? Now, this is different than the question of just hard work. It's what type of work will you do? It was very common to visit families, visit hospitals, study, pray, run errands, such as pick up supplies for the bathroom, have a counseling session, then go pick up building supplies from Lowe's, that's a building retailer in the USA, for the renovation or demolition that was going to happen at the building you just signed a lease on. All of this by noon. Think of it. Errands, counseling, bathroom supplies. You know, as a church planter, when you start, you're the only church, you and possibly your spouse and family. The next issue to really settle upon is, are you bivocational or vocational? The reality is whatever the answer to that question, all the roles are in you to start. My first year as church planter, I was a pastor, visionary, evangelist, counselor, fundraiser, Bible teacher, team leader, carpenter, electrician, plumber, air conditioning repairman, demolition man, a floor guy, a consultant, a negotiator, a mediator, a pickup and delivery guy, a janitor, a washer of dishes, a maker of coffee, and of course, a writer of checks. Now, in all of this, is that something for vocational or bivocational? If you're bivocational, you have another job. So for you, it's going to be very important that you get help in all these roles. If you're vocational, many times you're doing all these things. Now, there's a danger in each. If you're vocational, you can start getting used to doing all these things. You never share the stage with others. If you're bivocational, certain things may not just get done. So you're always in that tension of making more stages for people to help your leadership. And remember this, the team will form. Sometimes I always think it's like amazing. You do this and somehow God will bring people. And my answer is yes, he will. And it is a miracle. I have that at Christian Leaders Institute. Sometimes I think, will I find these next supporters and donors that support this ministry so we keep it free, that we can go into other languages, that we can keep planting churches all over. And I have the same truth that a church planter will have. I just pray, I trust God, I meet people, I help others get on the team to share ministry training worldwide, and somehow the team, all of the team will form. Crumby says, at times you will feel overwhelmed at all of the things that have to be done and the questions in question what you have gotten yourself into. That's normal. But if you follow along with me throughout the rest of this book, Crumby encourages you. You will find out very quickly how to raise up great teams of leaders around you, how to accurately, intentionally, and correctly give them ownership of the ministry, without it coming back to bite you later on. You know, Crumby is a great resource. And in this class, there are going to be many resources. And these resources are about how to accurately, intentionally, and correctly build up ownership in the ministry God may be calling you to. I want to end by just giving you this church planter expectation that Crumby talks about. And it's fascinating if you think about it. Only 5% of a church planter's time is going to be about preaching. So just make sure you really realize that. Yes, become a very effective preacher, communicator, evangelist for the gospel. But remember that when you plant a church, the largest percentage of time is manual labor. And there's meetings and visiting. And meetings and visiting are all about people. So really you've got the most segment is actually people, then work, then preaching. So as you think and pray about church planting yourself, or as you think about what a church planter does, understand that a church planter is about listening to God, reaching people, developing a team of people, a lot of hard work, a lot of people, a walk with God. All of these things come together to plant a new church in the village you're called to reach.